If you have a guide dog or other assistance dog, you'll be familiar with the strong bond which can form in partnerships like this. But what happens when the animal dies? Mentally and emotionally, the effects can be extremely difficult to bear, and at the best of times, but particularly after the year we've had. Who can you turn to for support this specific? Well, the Blue Cross, although well known for its animal hospitals and rehoming centres, also supports people through the bereavement process. And Diane James, the manager of the Pet Bereavement Support Service, PBSS, joins me now. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Sandra.
Now, what is PBSS?
PBSS, the Pet Bereavement Support Service, is a free service for anyone who suffered any type of loss of an animal. So just not death, but it can be theft. It can be they've been lost and need to rehome for any reason. So they are all bereavements to people and losses in any way.
Guide dog owners are a particular group of people you support also.
We do. We've worked with guide dogs for a number of years now. They used to have their own service. And when that ceased, we took over as a charity to support people who needed us. Obviously, when the guide dog sadly died, or also it can be that they need to be rehomed for a number of reasons. We go out and we talk to the puppy walkers, the training teams, people who answer the phone to make sure that they're there so they can support guide dog owners. And we also work with a couple of other things that they have currently running, which are buddy dogs and companion dogs. And they're both where people who in the future may need a guide dog. So it could be a young child, for example. So to introduce the family to having a dog and getting used to it, we work with those, and they're called buddy dogs. And there's lots of different ways that we support them and other assistance dogs out there, dogs for good, for example, hearing dogs, medical detection dogs. So there's lots of really good assistance charities out there that we work with.
Yeah, so the animals who have to retire from service rather than dying in service is also quite high, isn't it?
It is, and we also as a service can support that because, again, if you're unable to rehome that dog with yourself, then it has to be rehomed elsewhere. It's the same as suffering a bereavement because you've built up that relationship through time. So we can support people with that too.
Yes, and that doesn't really matter in terms of how long ago the animal died, does it? So people can contact you whether it was last week or 10 years ago, is that right?
They can. Lots of people think that they're coping quite well with the loss, and can be anniversaries, birthdays. Even the loss of another human being can trigger the loss. So absolutely no time frame at all. They can contact us when they feel they need support.
Now, if people want to get in touch and use the bereavement service, how can they do that?
Well, we're open every day of the year from 8:30 to 8:30, absolutely free. And you can phone us on 0800 096 6606. Or if you feel you don't want to talk, you can email us on pbssmail@bluecross.org.uk. Or if you'd like to use web chat, you can find us on the Blue Cross website, and you can also get to us through there on a web landing form.
Well, thank you very much, Diane James of the Pet Bereavement Support Service of the Blue Cross. Thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
And thank you so much for having me, Sandra.